Hi there. The word for today is treasure God's word. In Colossians 3:16, Paul writes, "Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives." As you fill your mind with God's word, a most interesting thing happens. The Holy Spirit will use that very word to transform you. Paul writes, "Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives with all the wisdom he gives." So how do you do that? In two ways. First, by reading it. If you read the newspaper, but not the Bible, there's not a chance you'd grow spiritually. And you can't watch television for 3 or 4 hours, then read your Bible for 3 or 4 minutes and expect spiritual growth. It's not going to happen. So, how can you say you believe the Bible from cover to cover when the truth is you've never once read it from cover to cover? Deuteronomy 17 verse 19 says we should read from it every day. Did you know that if you read your Bible for just 15 minutes a day, you'd read completely through it once a year? That's not hard, 15 minutes. And if you cut out just one 30-minute television program daily, you could read through your Bible twice a year. Daily Bible reading keeps you within the range of God's voice, which is where you need to be. Do you want to grow spiritually? Develop a daily Bible reading plan and stick with it. But the second thing you need to do is not just read it, receive it. In the parable of the sower, Jesus talks about three unreceptive attitudes. A closed mind, which is hard soil. A superficial attitude or mind, which is shallow soil. And a distracted mind, which is soil cluttered with weeds or thorns that choke it. He then goes on to say, consider carefully how you listen. Look, anytime you're not learning, check your attitude, especially for pride, because God can speak to you through the most boring teacher if only you'll be humble and receptive. James writes, James 1:21, accept the word planted in you, which can save you. You know what? These aren't just good ideas, my friend. They are life-changing principles. And they're also the word for you today.